As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a snow-me snowdown. That's right, we got 12 inches of snow on the ground here. How you doing, America? Welcome to our Thursday, February the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, frostbite falls. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. I suggest putting on more logs, more clothes, turning up the heat, and sit back, get a cup of coffee, enjoy yourself. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not in the... It's cold here, folks. I've got my mittens on this morning, so I'm shuffling paper with mittens. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion, vocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. Become Vocal Local. Well, there's lots of different ways to hit it. Pick up your phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Of course, you'll have to take your mittens off to type that in, but you can send me messages that way, bvlhost@centurytel.net. So many do. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, although it may be days before they dig out the post office. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, Talk Stream Live, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, streaming our content over Facebook. Wow, new technology. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals, crude, and currencies awash in a sea of red ink as the U.S. dollar rebounds, I guess. The New York Stock Exchange merger with Deutsche Börse. Yeah, that's right, Deutsche Börse. I'll have to get that one in my tongue bank. The Bernanke speaks. We'll talk about that. Housing crumbles, offshore wind turbines, carbon credits, foreclosures, slumps, cell towers, and DSL. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Thursday, February the 10th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold down $10.40 at $1,353.40 an ounce. Silver lost 34 cents at $29.86. Platinum off 30 bucks at $1,825. Palladium down 11 at $816. You see the red ink developing there. Your lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a wide spread developing. $1,350.50 for a low, $1,363.90 for a high. But at $1,353.40, your gold is up year to year, $282.70. For a 26.40% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers set the price at 1,358.75, and the bottom promptly fell out. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back through our market report one more time in review for all of those that were away at the top of the hour station break. The active trading out of New York City this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago, again, found gold trading off $10.40 at $1,353.40. Silver down 34 cents at $29.86. And platinum down 30 at $1,825. Palladium off 11 at $816. It's a bloodbath this morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight trimmed off 2.12 metric tons of their holding. I'm imagining that that probably aided to the decline in the gold prices this morning. Nevertheless, they claim to be holding this morning 1,226.44 metric tons of gold in their electronic voodoo chest, valued on the State Street at $53.8 billion. They got a lot of room there. Keep your eyes on that spider on the corner of the web. Big hands, deep pockets. They can do a lot of damage in a hurry. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 7 at 12,240. NASDAQ closed off 8 at 2789. And the S&P 500 off 4, closing at 1,321 this morning. Crude oil off 43 cents on the Intercontinental Exchange website there, but the crude oil this morning off 43 cents a barrel at $86.28. for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, the big driver, the only uptick at all today, moves up 57 basis points for God only knows what reason, but it bumped up 57 basis points and set the market to skitter at 78.17 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. The Forex this morning, the foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie, everything's down this morning as a result of this bump up in the USDX. The Canadian loonie off 25 basis points at a dollar even, parity with the U.S. dollar. Mexican peso down 31, still hanging in there at 8 cents a pop for pesos. Fill up your pockets, folks. The euro this morning off a 100, it's 1.00, 1%, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, down 100. It's cold here. I got my mittens on. Give me a break. Anyway, at $1.36 for the euro. British pound off 49 basis points at $1.60. Swiss franc off 84 basis points at at $1.04 U.S. Oh, my goodness, I need a parka, too. I've got to get a blanket. I'm going to the bedroom, getting a blanket. The two-year bond this morning, the yield is still high, huge, 0.83% on the two-year yield. That's the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness. The 10-year at 3.67. The 30-year yield is at 4.73, and you got it right. It's impacting the mortgage markets this morning. The 15-year mortgage, the fixed-rate mortgage, bumping up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.31% this morning, and the 30-year bumps up from 4.79% to 5.06% for those 30-year mortgages. Watch as they continue to increase. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 45.32 ounces of silver. I'll get you 1 ounce of gold in the economic calendar this morning. Thursday, again, February the 10th, we see the jobless claims. The natural gas report will be out later. Lots of bonds and bills and things like that. Later this afternoon, they'll have the Treasury budget announced, the balance sheet, and so on. Tomorrow morning, they'll have the international trade ready for us and consumer sentiment about airtime. And then Sarah Bloom Raskin is going to speak at 9, and then everybody is going to go home. Or maybe they'll just all go out skiing. I don't know. Something will happen, but that's that. So we'll go back in now and scroll around in my browser. It is possible to play with the internet with mittens. I'm really pleased with this. I've got my big ragwheel mittens on. They go up quite high on the wrist, so I feel quite warm and toasty, but I'm kind of poking around here as I try to get my little mouse clicker to click. Click mouse, click, click now. Thank you. All right, let's see. Here we go. It's coming in on something. What are we going to have? The economic calendar comes up. Here we go. The petroleum status report out yesterday, 1.9 million barrels is what they're talking about. Crude oil inventories, the weekly change by 1.9 million barrels. I'm still not finding any natural gas reports where they're talking about having natural gas shortages out in Arizona. But anyway, here's the petroleum status report. Commercial oil inventories rose 1.9 million barrels in the February 4th week to 345.1 million for a fourth straight build. So they're adding more to their inventories. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're not driving. The snow is keeping everybody at home. The cold weather is keeping everybody at home. The no money in the pocket is keeping everybody at home. And the very high cost of gasoline is keeping people out of their cars and trucks. Gasoline inventories rose 4.7 million barrels for a sixth straight large build. The build underway in gasoline is due to a combination of strong output and soft demand. So they continue to refine and fill up their treasure chest, but people aren't buying it. Soft demand, the latter down 0.3% for the first year-on-year decline in 2 months. Distillate inventories rose 0.3 million barrels in the week, also the result to a less pronounced degree of high output and soft demand. Moving under 8750 West Texas Intermediate in mixed reaction, first rose and then dipped following today's results. And so we'll see a reduction perhaps continuing throughout the day in the crude oil prices. Jobless claims, they think they've gotten a good deal here. They think they got the cat by the tail. The new claims level, the consensus was 412. the 1,000. They thought that they were going to come in somewhere between 385,000 and 450,000. They came in at 383, so everybody threw their hat in the air. The recovery's over. Yahoo, right? Anyway, here's the highlight. Maybe the job market is kicking in now. Well, don't count on it. It was really cold. People didn't go in and sign up for unemployment. That's the subtext of a very positive jobless claim report for the February 5th week that shows a steep 36,000 decline in initial claims to 383,000 for the lowest total in 2.5 years. Well, maybe there's some rebound happening. I don't know. Maybe, as we saw yesterday, there's just very few jobs out there, you know. There's no jobs. People are hanging on to things. People are sitting on the couch this morning wondering what on earth to do. The Labor Department said weather effects, which delays the filing and processing of claims, are unwinding in a comment that suggests the latest level may be free of distortion. Oh, really? Well, we had 12 inches of snow here yesterday. I would imagine that a lot of folks are staying home. The four-week average, which helps even out weekly distortions, fell a very substantial 16,000 to 415,500. Now, these are big numbers. But remember, just visualize, if you can, little faces along with all of these digits, all right? 415,500 people standing in line to file a jobless claim. That's not good news, no matter how you spin it. Let's go on to the next one. See, come on now. Jump over here, please, for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, here we go. Oh, well, we'll have to get this one on the other side. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke spoke, and when the Bernanke speaks, everybody listens. Listen up. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, the Benank speaks, the Fed speaks, the QE speaks, and it all reeks, right? Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke testifies before the House Budget Committee yesterday on economic, employment, and budget issues in Washington. This off of Economy. We'll have another article about it in a moment. Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom gave us an update on his views on the economic outlook and monetary policy, and the prepared comments looked quite familiar. In other words, they just got the Xerox machine and did up his last speech. But anyway, Benjamin Shalom says this, slightly updates his characterization of the economy. Quote, more recently, however, we have seen the increased evidence that a self-sustaining recovery, yeah, in consumer and business spending may be taking hold. Notably, real consumer spending rose at an annual rate of more than 4% in the fourth quarter. Real consumer spending, of course, the inflation rate was over 4%, so there was no real new spending. It was just more bad money chasing after bad money. Although strong sales of motor vehicles accounted for a significant portion of this pickup. Anybody buy a new vehicle? I don't know anybody that bought a new vehicle. Did y'all? The recent gains in consumer spending appear reasonably broad-based. Business investment in new equipment and software increased robustly. Now, remember, they got a $100,000 credit out there for capital investments this year, so we might be seeing a little bit more in that. Business investment in new equipment and software increased. Why do they always include software? Well, this software is preciously expensive, all right? Makes up a big portion, I guess, of some of these companies' budgets. Continuing, through most of last year, as firms replaced aging equipment and as the demand for their products and services expanded, construction remains weak, though reflecting an overhang of vacant and foreclosed homes. An overhang. That's an interesting terminology, isn't it? It's about to come crashing down, you know. Where's Wile E. Coyote and the Yanvil at this point in time? Yeah, and foreclosed homes and continued poor fundamentals for most types of commercial real estate. What a potent sentence. I'll read it again. Construction remains weak, though, reflecting an overhang of vacant and foreclosed homes and continued poor fundamentals for most types of commercial real estate. Overall, this is Benjamin Bernanke now. Overall, improving household and business confidence, accommodative monetary policy, and more supportive financial conditions, including an apparently increasing willingness of banks to lend, seems likely to result in a more rapid pace of economic recovery in 2011 than we saw last year. Now put that up on your tote board. Remember these comments. We'll see whether or not they turn out to be BS, as Benjamin Shalom likes to speak. Here's another one. While indicators of spending and production have been encouraging on balance, the job market has improved only slowly. Indicators of spending and production have been encouraging on balance. The job market has improved only slowly. So once again, we have a statistical recovery and a jobless recession. Following the loss of about 8.75 million jobs from 2008 through 2009, private sector employment expanded by a little more than 1 million in 2010. It's not good news. However, this gain was barely sufficient to accommodate the inflow of recent graduates and other new entrants to the labor force, And now think about what we heard from Thomas P. Barnett last Sunday on The Vantage Point, where he's talking about all of these young people in Egypt. They are very well educated, but they can't get a job. And then translate that to the very well educated here in America who can't get a job. Academia has basically been ripping you off, and it's a global situation. All right, but a lot of those people that are very well educated in Egypt got their educations here. They were the ones that were filling up the campuses. We can't afford to go to school in this country. It's just too blessed expensive. We don't have oil wells in our backyard, except in Oklahoma. All right. So then it continues here. It says, however, this gain was barely sufficient to accommodate the inflow of recent graduates and other new entrants to the labor force. Who are some of the other new entrants into the labor force? This be the Chinese pouring into Idaho, maybe? This be the East Indians flooding into the country? And this is the Mexicans coming up across our southern border? And lots of new entrants into our labor force. Anyway, here's another one. Quote, on the inflation front, we have recently seen increases in some highly visible prices, notably for gasoline. Yeah, you can't miss that one. You can't miss that one. It's been months and months and months since I've actually filled up the tanks on my diesel truck. Buddy, it's like taking a mortgage out or something. Anyway, that's true. Going a little bit further here. Over the 12 months ending in December, prices for all the goods and services consumed by households, as measured by the price index for personal consumption expenditures, increased by only 1.2%. Down from the 2.4% over the prior 12 months. So it's only up in the last, 14 months, 3.6%. That's a little bit better than what you get on your income. Anyway, to assess energy components, and therefore can be a better predictor of whether overall inflation is at it. That doesn't make sense at all, Benny. Core inflation was only 0.7%. Well, now his nose is growing. All right, so now he's lying. Anyway, enough of Benjamin Shalom. Big news. Big news. The New York Stock Exchange is going through a transformation. I don't know if any of you saw this news yet this morning. Thought we'd top off the news with this. definitely an interesting development. Let's go. Come on. Come on, browser. Here we go. Jump over here. Here's the headline article. I open up the browser this morning at 6, and this is the top story on Bloomberg. New York Stock Exchange death as dominant exchange presaged the Deutsche Börse deal. Börse, by the way, B-O-E-R-S-E. That's not bears. It's not bears. It's Börse. All right, Börse. It's not John Boehner. It's Boehner. Bonehead. Börse. It could be bears, but it's not. It's not Boeing. You know, it's Boeing, not baying. All right. Anyway, the Deutsche Börse deal. Now, this is going to be difficult. We're going to have to get these, you know, get this German stuff in our mouths. Deutsche Börse deal. A Börse. A trading Börse. But, big news, Nina Mehta and Nandini Sukumar collaboratively writing. Wonder who brought the dictionary. Anyway, February the 10th, new news. The New York Stock Exchange, the symbol of American capitalism for more than a century, may merge with a German rival after losing ground to smaller competitors. The New York Stock Exchange, my friends. Big news. The NYSE. NYSE Euronext. Well, I didn't know that. The owner of the New York Stock Exchange, I guess the euro is next. That's what it says, the NYSE euro next. The euro is going to be next, I guess. The owner of the NYSE is negotiating to be acquired by Deutsche Börse AG with equity valued at $10 billion after its market share dwindled to 23% from 80% in the past 6 years. All right. Now, this is all a story about, you know, what Vicki Davis talks about all the time. We get inside these systems, you know, we look for efficiency. You know, computers just love efficiency. They love to do away with redundancy. Well, they're doing away with redundancy in the stock markets. We'll be right back.
home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so as we were saying, you know, it's Bourse, not Bears, all right? I don't know, they must have had to hire a publicist. You can imagine, you know, a little Johnny Boner. Well, when he was growing up, you know, he used to hang around in the taverns. I imagine he was just, you know, kidded unmercifully by a little Catholic school, probably parochial school, so he probably just... He was the brunt of jokes, so very likely, like, you know, Russell Pine, he hired a guy and changed his name to Jordan Maxwell. Maybe Boner must have hired the same guy, and they came up with a new name, Boehner. But anyway, the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, the owner of the New York Stock Exchange, is negotiating to be acquired by Deutsche Börse AG. They're asking somebody else, buy me. So they went over and talked to the Germans there, the Dutch Deutsche Börse AG, with equity valued at $10 billion after its market share dwindled to 23% from 80% in the past 6 years. The new company will be the biggest exchange owner, handling equities worth $15 trillion and 40% of the U.S. options market. All right. Going over there to Frankfurt, on Main. Mm-hmm. The 219-year-old exchange. Again, we picked up on the creation of this when we were studying Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. But the 219-year-old exchange, led by Chief Executive Officer Duncan Niederauer, home to General Electric Company and Ford Motor. Got to check this guy Duncan Niederauer out. Now, this is why we go to these articles, you know. They'll only mention this once. Chief Executive Officer Duncan Niederauer, home to General Electric. Is it IMELT, isn't it? I thought, now, hasn't he just transferred to the cabinet under the usurper? And Ford Motor Company was diminished as regulators opened U.S. markets to more competition after investors demanded lower trading costs. The sale to the 18-year-old Deutsche Börse in Frankfurt. See, Frankfurt. Frankfurt on Main. That rings a bell. Sounds very Rothschild to me. Shows the increasing importance of machines over humans. Remember efficiency? Getting rid of the human element, getting rid of the human component. Remember that day, that Black Friday not too long ago when the computers went AWOL and they went just straight down real quickly? Well, they don't have any. How long did it take for a human to rush in and yank the cord out? Huh? It was destroying the market. His front running just went crazy. All the algorithms took over, and the next thing you know, the market is in steep decline. You guys don't learn anything. But anyway, we're going to get the human component out of here, increasing the importance of machines over humans. You want to talk about transhumanism? Here it is. In trading stocks and the rising influence of derivatives, the derivatives bubble, where profit margins are as high as 55%. Sadly, here's a quote, the New York Stock Exchange became a victim of its own success, too large and dominant to move quickly to adapt, said Peter Kenny. I guess the New York Times is going through some of that, you know. AOL was going through some of that, too. Had to bring on Arianna Huffington to try and figure it out and get an internet presence going for him. But Peter Kennedy said all that. A managing director in institutional sales at Knight, that's capital K, now capital K, Knight Equity Markets LP in Jersey City. I don't know whether these are the Knights of Malta or just who it is, but it's Knight Equity Markets, all right? All of these City of London Knights, who became a member in 1987, quote, it's not all bad, but it's very sad to see an old-timer, excuse me, it's not all bad, but it's very sad to an old-timer like myself, okay? This Peter Kenny here is an old-timer, and he's very sad. Deutsche Börse and then NYSE Euronext announced their merger talks on the same day that London Stock Exchange Group, PLC, agreed to purchase Toronto-based TMX Group, Inc. for about $3.1 billion. So what do we see going on here? This is like more and more control being centered in fewer and fewer hands as the bigger hands and the deeper pockets consolidate into a new global economic order. Very interesting. Exchange mergers, the biggest day ever for exchange mergers, triggered rallies in shares of operators from New York to Chicago and Sao Paulo. Nasdaq OMX Group, Inc., Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., we talk about them all the time here, CBOE Holdings, Inc., and BM&F Bovis Spa S.A. BM&F. Wash your hands when you leave that company. All of which run derivative venues for futures or options. We've got a real problem here with this futures and options stuff. This is the crap that's killed our economy. Rallied as much as 6.7% yesterday, so the marketplace likes this idea. The Deutsche Börse rose 2.3% to 59.77 euros, blah, blah, blah. Talk about Hong Kong exchanges. Here's a quote. We're still waiting for more details and are flying a bit blind right now. Easy for him to say. Timothy Gursky, Chief Investment Officer at Solaris Asset Management. Imagine they've got a big sun in their logo, symbolism all over the place, in Bedford Hills, New York, which manages $2 billion. Quote, but the market likes the combination of cross-board stock exchanges. Cross-board, new terminology here. Fragmented markets, with as many as 50 venues trading equity. This is actually a very important story, my friends. Things are happening. The face of American economics is being radically altered in our lifetimes right in front of our faces, with as many as 50 venues trading equities in the U.S. compared with fewer than 20 a decade ago. Competition has driven down the amounts exchanges can charge for executing trades. All right. Now listen, brokers who owned the NYSE, so you had to buy, you got a broker's license, you became an owner there, all right? You couldn't just go in there and, you know, get on the floor, you had to be invested. 10 years ago earned 6.25 cents or more when buying and selling 100 shares. That's not much, you know. You buy and sell 100 shares, you get 6.25 cents. That's the broker. Now, the spread is a penny for the most heavily traded stocks. New York Stock Exchange Euronext said derivatives revenue climbed 14% in 2010, while overall sales declined for two straight years. Derivatives are contracts whose values are determined by underlying assets. It's a long article. Right? You can find it all up on Bloomberg this morning. But what they're basically doing now is they're bringing it all under one head. They're going to computerize everything. We'll have another article on it right here. But they're going to computerize everything, get rid of sack a lot of people. Maybe some of these brokers are going to go bye-bye. And we're going to start doing more with the computer and less with people. Whitney Kissling, or Kissling, writes this. The biggest day ever for mergers of security exchanges triggered rallies in shares of operators from New York to Sydney and Sao Paulo as derivatives overtake stock trading as the drivers of growth. It was the derivatives bubble that got us into problem. But now, the derivatives are overtaking stock trading as, she writes, the drivers of growth. NASDAQ, OMX Group, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., CBO, Holdings, Inc., BM&FB, Bovis, SPAS, SA, blah, 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 all of which run derivatives platforms for futures options, rallied as much as 6.7%. While the combinations will create markets that control trading in companies worth more than $20 trillion, or about 36% of the world's stock market value, what may prove more lucrative is ownership of growing venues for trading options, futures, and derivatives, whose profit margins are 57% more than equities at the New York Stock Exchange Euronext. So you're out there, you're in the equity market. You know, we read that all the time, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, the equities, right? But derivatives, baby, that's where the money's being made. We haven't seen the end game, thank God for it, but we'll probably see the end game in our life, said James Angle, a professor at Georgetown University. I wonder if he is a Jesuit. The margins, wears a little black robe and a white collar, the margins in futures are juicier than in equities because of the clearing. The profitability of equities is squeezed because it's kind of a dogfight with competitors. You can't compete with these derivatives, man. This front-run trading, this computerized trading, wow, this is out there, way up. The merger of the New York Stock Exchange Euronext owner of the New York Stock Exchange, New York Stock Exchange Life, and the New York Stock Exchange Arca Options, and the Deutsche Börse, which runs Europe's largest security exchange, would create a company that controls 11 derivatives markets, according to the Futures Industry Association. So now we start to see even more of the family with New York Life and the New York Stock Exchange Arca. Wow.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we'll tarry along with this article just a little bit longer, then we'll get on to some of the other news, but this is important news. Here's something coming around the world now, okay? In Asia, Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited said it's open to mergers, and its shares promptly fell 1.7% and 4.9% today for the biggest two-day drop since May of 2009. They could have kept their mouths shut. Lee Underwood, a spokesman for ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc., that is, as well as CBOE's Gail Alstern, Nasdaq's Sylvia Davi, BM and F Bova Spa, LCD's Fiera, and CME Group's Michael Soar, declined to comment on speculation there will be more industry mergers. Atsushi Seto, president of the Tokyo Stock Exchange Group Inc., said today the operator of Japan's number one bourse is open to mergers if good opportunities arise, reversing the private company stance from November against alliances. Profit growth for exchanges is being driven by derivatives after increased regulation reduced operating margins for stocks at the New York Stock Exchange Euronext to 35%, compared with 55% for the contracts whose value is linked to an underlying asset. They're going for the higher profits, folks. That's what they're doing. Tremendous growth. Derivatives have been one of the fastest growing revenue units for exchanges as stock trading slumped amid more competition from alternative trading venues started in the past decade. And it goes on and on. Huge article here. All right. Huge article. All right. Let's go back here to Bernanke. Bernanke makes sure that the Fed reminds Congress that the deficit is bigger than QE 2, 3, 4, 5. Carolyn Salas and Scott Landman writing this for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke is trying to make sure that U.S. central banks don't become a scapegoat for fiscal profligacy. That's right. Don't point your finger at the Fed. It ain't the Fed's problem, right? Fed officials are warning that Congress needs to balance a nation's budget. Well, how can they balance a nation's budget when we're spending trillions of dollars of interest to the Fed? Wow. Showing that policymakers are concerned about a loss of confidence in U.S. finances, and there's truth to that, and they want the lawmakers to help prevent it. Now, remember our little balance scale that we learned in Economics 101? In the one pan, you have monetary policy headed up by Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. And in the other pan, you've got fiscal policy headed up by, well, Ron Paul, maybe, if he runs for president. All right, you got these two things going all the time. You got monetary policy, that's what the banks do. Fiscal policy, that's what the legislator, that's what Congress does, that's what the House of Representatives does. There is a tremendous fiscal problem looming, and Congress has to do something about it. Mark Gertler, a professor of economics at NYU, who has co-authored Bernanke research, quote, if they have a fixed amount of time, spend it solving that problem, rather than grandstanding about the Fed. All right? Everybody's got their handkerchiefs out, wringing their hankies. Ding, 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 ding. It's all the Federal Reserve. Well, it takes two to tango. And that's what this man is saying, Mark Gertler. The Fed sparked the harshest political backlash in three decades after announcing a second round of so-called quantitative easing, turning on the printing presses like a fire hose. On November the 3rd, Republicans, including House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, not Ohio, but Ohio, said QE2 risks accelerating inflation, weakening the dollar, and fueling asset bubbles. Well, just wait, John. QE3 and 4 are right around the corner. Quote, what is needed is very clear communication to the Congress at large and the American public that the program isn't, quote, crazy or highly unusual and that it made sense, but that it does involve some risk and that's being managed, close quote, said Alfred Broadass, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. Maybe he's been sitting on that Broadass a little too long. Quote, you've got to be careful about turning this thing around. Damn, brother. At this point, I'm heading for the lifeboat. I think I need a flotation, a personal flotation device called gold and silver coins. I don't think you're going to turn the Titanic around at this point. It can be overdone. By acknowledging that buying government debt can be overdone, the Fed may bolster confidence that it will withdraw its record stimulus in time to avoid a surge of inflation, said Broadass, who was president of the Richmond Fed from 1993 to 2004. The article just continues, folks. This is insanity. Home builders, undermined by cost of construction boom's flaws. All right? Something else biting the home builders and contractors in the butt. Rather interesting, Peter Robinson and Kathleen M. Howley. Seattle city planner Alan Justod. That's A-L-A-N, by the way. He probably has a menorah in his life. Is reviewing a project that will bring back the cranes, dust, and noise absent since the real estate bust. Now, this is serious in Seattle. Great place for another false flag terrorism project. Maybe they should sell this building immediately to investors in New York. What is that puke's name? This one will subtract from the skyline rather than add to it. All right. Larry Silverstein coming to the rescue, no doubt. The owners of McGuire Apartments opted to tear the 10-year-old tower down after discovering corroded support cables and other faults that would cost $60 million to repair, almost double the tab to build it. Quote, we've never had anything like this happen before, said Justad, who expects demolition of the 25-story structure to begin later this year. All right? So you go over, you know, this is a real problem in America. It's been a puzzlement to me all my life, you know. We always award all of our contracts to the lowest bidder. Baby, if cheap is what you want, cheap is going to be what you get. I was working on a contract one time with a low bidder. Strand Hunt, just to throw the name out there. This was a huge military project. And these guys were the low bidders, no doubt about it. But one of the things that they'd forgot to include in their bid was all the drywall for the inside of the building. That was just one of the things they'd forgotten to include in the bid. And they had to bring it into the bid after the contracts were already signed and the construction was underway as an add-on, as an extra. Can you imagine having your estimators forget to include the drywall expense? Well, it certainly produces a low bid, but it's no certainty of the best builder. The U.S. construction boom between 2000 and 2005 added more than 10 million apartments, condominiums, and single-family homes to the nation's housing stock. It's still generating a repair bill for construction flaws that may hamper the industry's recovery. As homes with cracked foundations and sagging ceilings add to the supply of hard-to-sell properties. So it's not bad enough that you've got a break in the chain of title. You had one of these MERS deals going on, and you're ready to go into foreclosure. But this new house that you bought needs a rehab. Well, here's more. It's yet another detriment to real estate values, said Vicky Bryan, an analyst at Gimme Credit. Gimme Credit. How do you like it? Gimme Credit. Where'd you get your loan? Well, I got it at Gimme Credit. I went and said Gimme Credit, and they said, okay. Home builders, here's the quote, don't want to draw attention to it, but they've got creeping costs for construction defects. Creeping costs. They're creeping up on them for construction defects. Liabilities are underfunded. Pulte Group, Inc., the largest U.S. home builder, underline that now, Pulte Group, Inc., the largest U.S. home builder, recorded a one-time expense of $272.2 million in the third quarter, or 25% of its revenue in the period, to increase the reserves that cover losses when homeowners demand repairs to their new houses. $272.2 million. Chief Financial Officer Roger A. Craig told analysts on November the 3rd conference call that there was a greater frequency of newly reported claims by people with company-provided warranties against defects. You buy a house, used to be, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware, you know, no warranties, express or implied. But back in the 80s when I was a realtor, you know, that thing started creeping in where the homeowners, you know, they could put a listing on the market. And if they would offer the people a 5 or a 10 or a 25-year warranty on their house being sound, that sometimes their properties would move faster. But that, in those days, was a novelty. Today, I guess it's a mandate, and it's biting the builders in the butt. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, and welcome back to our Thursday, February the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, as we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, finally able to take off my mittens. Very cold here in southwest Missouri, sunny as it is, however, with 12 inches of fresh snow glaring in the windows. Of course, it's dark in the studio, as because I do have 12 inches of snow on my skylight, so I'm under illumination this morning. But back to the discussion, lots of news on the browser this morning. Lots of newsy news, as we like to say here. And this article has to do with the woes now facing the homeowners due to the faulty construction and the cost to the contractors for having to tear down skyscrapers, condos, re-drywall homes, put in new wiring and new plumbing and so on. And the article continues and says that could mean some builders will need to set aside more money for repairs and legal claims in the years to come. Why the hell don't they just slow down a little bit? Their heads out of their butts, quit hiring these illegal aliens that work for $3 an hour and start hiring some carpenters. You know, as good old Norwegians and the Swedes, they might fight in the parking lot, but they build really dandy homes. Anyway, their liabilities are underfunded. Of course, now this brings in the issue of the regulators. They'll be in the background here. This brings in the International Property Maintenance Code and the International Building Codes. Trying to build a house that can withstand tsunamis and earthquakes and wildfires and terrorist strikes. And I mean, it's impossible. You can't design a house to cover all exigencies. Replacing the faulty Chinese drywall in U.S. homes may cost more than $15 billion alone, Kozlowski estimated. He said he has reviewed claims for other failings totaling $15 billion to $20 billion, including the kind of water intrusion that doomed the Seattle apartment building. Apparently, they forgot to build the roof correctly, and it destroyed everything below it. Never, ever, never, ever put off a leaky roof, folks. Fix it. It'll take you right out. Anyway, last year, new home sales in the U.S. totaled 321,000 units, I would imagine, the lowest level in data since 1963. According to the Commerce Department, this year, weak demand and foreclosures may make it harder for builders to maintain profits. So on the one hand, they sell something and it goes into foreclosure and they got to deal with it again. Their title is destroyed. They've got a break in the chain of title, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, if that's not bad enough, in court wrestling over foreclosures, if that's not bad enough, now we've got all these people that bought these shoddy homes coming back saying, what the hell? I'm sure you can understand the sentiment. It would be mine, certainly. Continuing, mistakes like those allegedly made in a Lennar subdivision in Texas, where at least 13 homeowners are suing, can have an outsized effect, said Jack McCabe, the chief executive officer of McCabe Research and Consulting, in Deerfield Beach, Florida. I wonder if they have a couch in their office. Offer coffee. These builders, as they consult them. If only a few houses in a 600-unit housing development are affected, that stigma can exist for all of them. You can't sell a house in that neighborhood. It can take years to overcome. All right? Lawsuits over defects in states where homes went up most quickly, maybe years from peaking, said Paul Emerata, the chief executive officer of Emerata Claims Consulting LLC in Livingston, New Jersey. The lawyers are going to make money. Insurance companies might make money, but the builders are going broke. Going gone.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this rather lengthy article. There's still several more on the browser this morning. If you came in looking for some philosophical radicalism, just started a new book, by the way. You might find it rather interesting. Add it to your library or on your reading list. Henry Bergson, Creative Evolution. Quite an interesting book. I'm not ready to start talking about it yet. I don't want to read it all the way through. But it is very interesting reading. We'll be discussing that, especially as it looks to things like individuals and time, one of my favorite subjects, and other things. So lots more on the philosophically radical concepts coming in the future. But today, looking at the news, okay, if only a few houses in a 600-unit development are affected, that stigma exists for all of them. You can't sell a house in that neighborhood. And there's truth to that. Horton, the second largest home builder, put its net liabilities for construction defects and other claims at $319.8 million on September the 30th, more than double the $137.2 million on September the 30th of 2003. All right? Tapping insurance, 7 analysts rated Horton as a buy and 14 hold, according to the data compiled by Bloomberg. Their average earnings estimate for the fiscal 2011 is $50.1 million. That's their earnings estimate. They've got defects and other construction claims at $319 million. I don't think I'd buy them right now. Anyway, the availability of general liability insurance for home builders and subcontractors has become increasingly limited and more expensive in recent years, you know. When we get involved with the International Property Maintenance Code with the ICC, the International Code Council, remember that FEMA's director, James Lee Witt, was the director or the chairman or the CEO of ICC. The idea is the elimination across the board of repetitive loss claims by whatever means necessary, whether that means condemning your house, whether that means declaring your neighborhood a blighted area, whether that means zoning you out of existence, or whether it means rewilding America. The insurance companies such as Travelers and Prudential and some of the others are saying no more loss claims. They don't want to pay for another Katrina. They don't want to pay for another hurricane. They want you out of here. They want you in a sustainable city in some place in the center of the country like Kansas City at the hub where you can work on a feudal plantation, or maybe out in Idaho where you can work for your Chinese overlords. All right? Again, the companies are finding it more difficult to find, more difficult than 5 years ago, to tap insurance to cover the payments to homeowners because insurance have added so many exceptions. Insurers have added so many exceptions. Have you ever read your insurance policy? Look down on the bottom. You can make a list of all the things it accept. I mean, right there, all the way down to hangnails and hemorrhoids, folks. You don't get coverage for anything. And if you thought you were covered, their attorneys can prove it to you in court that you don't. Anyway, in California, basically, the thing leaks. It's the builder that's liable. Okay? It's the thing leaks. It's the builder that's liable, Stern said. Tough science. As Pulte, most of the claims in the third quarter were related to water intrusion. Crappy roofing. You know, you've seen all these photographs, you know, on the internet, even on Bloomberg, where they show a house under construction, and there's all these very dark fellows up on the roof. All right? That's all right. They were picking lettuce 2 weeks ago. What do they know about roofing? But they do flesh out a crew, don't they? What was unusual here was the number of claims were received in a particular quarter. That was completely unforeseen. Given the 10-year warranty periods, it's a tough science to nail down. You build a house today, you let people move into it. You know, a little junior's got an electric drill for Christmas, for God's sakes, and who knows where he's going to use it. Anyway, could be the roof. Tough science to nail down. How can you extend a warranty on a house that's occupied by unprofessional homeowners? You can't. In the rush to make deals, buyers often didn't ask for inspections, which some mortgage companies didn't require. They also didn't review the closing documents very carefully, and they didn't ask for a chain of title. Anyway, no inspection. Natalie Crump didn't have her house inspected before moving into the Hutto Park, built in an old cotton field, a 30-minute drive from Austin, Texas. She bought a 3-bedroom home there with her husband Mike for $136,490. That should have been her first clue. In 2006. Since then, the Crumps and owners of 12 other houses have filed lawsuits against builder Lennar, claiming the foundations are fracturing and fences are sagging because the homes went up on unstable soil, according to their lawyer. All right? This is cropland. Cropland. Well, it looks pretty flat to me. You know, it's been double-bottom plowed, it's been disced, it's been arrowed. The ground feels pretty good under feet. You know, you could drive your four-wheel drive pickup out there. But this ground is loose and disturbed to 18, 20 inches below the surface. Cropland, all right? They didn't come in and compact. They didn't excavate and put down, you know, D1 base or anything like that. No, they just came out there, staked out the houses, and started building, baby. And as a result, the foundations are fracturing, fences are sagging. When neighbors see one another, it's never, hey, let's get together for a barbecue, Crump said. It's, What did Lennar do to you? And when did you notice? What did you notice in your house today? Anyway, it continues. A year after they moved in, the Crumps spotted bubbles in the ceiling of their daughter's room that turned out to be nails sliding out of sheetrock. No, nails don't slide out of sheetrock. But anyway, Lennar officials told them it was because workers hammered the nails incorrectly. Any of you out there ever hung drywall? You can do it incorrectly, by the way. What you really want to do is double nail or double screw all the time. All right? Double screw up against the wall, that used to be a cocktail. But anyway, no, that was the long, slow screw up against the wall. But a double nail in drywall helps to suck the drywall sheeting right in tight up against the stud. And using a nail about 2 inches apart, something like that, dunk, 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 as you find them, drive them around in, and then leave a nice divot to fill with drywall mud afterwards. But, you know, they don't do that much anymore. Got to save money on nails. You know, they're coming all the way from China. They're so expensive now. Drywall screws are dreadfully costly. Consistent quality standards? Then the driveways sprouted a crack more than 6 feet long, while ceilings inside bowed. You got to have all that insulation, you know, to meet the requirements. And then they put all the rafters at 24 inches on center. No wonder the ceilings are bowing. Besides, it's so hot and so humid, the drywall just sags and sags. And there's a reason for that. But she says, who wants a brand new repaired house? Our homes have been built to the same consistent quality standards for years, said the construction company. And the construction boom didn't change that. Anyway, 11 analysts rate Lennar a buy, 9 a hold. Laborers became plumbers and plumbers became electricians, as everybody was cutting corners. After all, the contract is always let to the lowest bid. There's no evidence that the quality declined during the boom, David Jaffe, a vice president of the National Association of Home Builders, said in Washington. There was so much more building, so naturally you're going to have more claims. There's some truth to that. The drywall? Wow. Drywall fumes? Yep. U.S. builders imported more than 600 million pounds of Chinese drywall from 2004 to 2006, enough for 60 to 100,000 homes. So if you got a house built between 2004 and 2006, check out that drywall for fly ash. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder.
Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, so it's not just the nails slipping out of your drywall, and it's not just your leaky roof that we're talking about here. We're also talking about health hazards right inside your house. If you got a, bought a house built anywhere between 2004 and 2006, you might have part of that 600 million pounds of Chinese drywall imported into the U.S. of A. More than 7,000 homeowners in Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, and other regions are plaintiffs in drywall lawsuits. According to Christopher Seeger, a lawyer at Seeger Weiss LLP in New York, who has represented families who say the fumes leaching from the drywall cause respiratory and other ailments. I wonder how long it took them to figure out that their walls could, if the walls could talk, they'd say, "We're killing you! We're killing you!" The drywall was made with fly ash, a byproduct of coal-fired power plants. Anything to nail the coal-fired power plants when they're trying to sell the windmills and the carbon credits. But anyway, that can break down into sulfide gases. Sulfide gases. The gases emit a rocket. That's not like third-hand smoke that Jack Blood was talking about yesterday. The gases emit a rotten egg smell. Ever had that smell in your home before? I suggest washing out the Johnny Bowl, corrode wiring, and blacken wall fixtures. All right? The gases emit a rotten egg smell. Here are your clues. Corrode wiring and blacken wall fixtures. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, in October, a federal judge endorsed a supplier's plan to repair 300 homes in the first step toward a settlement of coordinated litigation against suppliers, builders, and insurers. Now, folks, between 60 and 100,000 homes. I'd like to see a show of hands for all of those of you that have ever pulled the drywall out of a house before. I see. Not very many hands up in the crowd. For those of us who have, I've done a lot of that sort of stuff. Used to go into a house, buy it dirt bag cheap, chase all the rats out, and then basically, the thing I would do is don my coveralls, my respirator, my goggles, my gloves, my heavy boots, take a wheelbarrow and a crowbar into a house, and I would begin near the front door, and I would gut all of the lath and plaster out of the houses. Quite a project, but if you want to do a good job remodeling, get rid of the wall board, get rid of the plaster, get it out of the house. If you got a really dandy, delightful old home like the ones I was working on, you'd want to very carefully go in with a flat bar and remove all of the molding. Save all of the molding. Set it aside. You can have all the paint removed from that, you know. Save all of the doors, the old doors, those glass knobs and things like that, and the brass hinge work that's so beautifully cast. All that stuff adds a lot of appeal. But you want to get rid of all of the lath and plaster. Don't mess with it, folks. Skim coating walls, what a waste of time. Just take a crowbar and get it out. Usually there's no insulation behind there, and you can see then that you can have lots of dry rot and where the termite hills are inside of the walls and so on and so forth. And when you get it all out and vacuumed out, you can let it stand like that and air out for a couple of days. Then you come back in, bore all the holes, put in your wiring, put in your all of your copper plumbing and stuff like that. Drywall it, or excuse me, insulate it, vapor bury it, drywall it, and you're good to go, all right? nice way of going, remodeling an old house like that. But anyway, if you've never done that project, you don't know what these guys are talking about when they say that they've got 600 houses in line for this first step toward a settlement, all right? That basically is gutting the house out. That means the family needs to go away. You're not going to be able to do this project with the family in there. That means all of the furnishings and all of the appliances and everything that they own is going to have to go to storage or to another place while you do this surgery on the house. You might as well just tear the house down sometimes. Anyway, on the cusp, insurance and legal claims can result from seemingly small mistakes in installing windows or roofs. A seemingly small mistake in roof. Most people don't know how to weave shingles properly. They don't know anything at all about step flashing. When they install a curb for a skylight, well, a lot of them don't even bother to install curbs for the skylights. They just mount them flush right to the roof. Gee, thing. Ridiculous. Anyway, there's a whole list of ways you can screw up the exterior of a building. Even something as simple as the vent for a clothes dryer, said Alan Mooney, the president of Criterion Engineers, a home inspector in Portland, Maine, Seattle hairdresser. Well, I guess we don't need to have to go through that. But there's so much more on that article that we'll just let go. But here, this is a little bit more along the same thing. We're talking about the new economic disorder. If this isn't philosophically radical, what is? U.S. foreclosure filings declined for a fourth consecutive month. Man, that's headline news. That's good stuff, right? Wait, not quite. Dan Levy, writing this for Bloomberg, foreclosure filings in the U.S. fell by 17% in January from a year earlier. Hey, we're out of the woods, baby. No, that's not what this means. The fourth straight month of declines as legal scrutiny of lender practices slowed actions against delinquent homeowners. So the only reason why U.S. foreclosure filings declined, like the headline would tell you, if you were glancing through the newspaper quickly, or Bloomberg, not reading the articles, it implies that we're having fewer and fewer foreclosures. That'd be a good thing, right? No. The problem is they're all balled up in court. A total of 261,333 U.S. properties received notices of default, auction, or seizure, the Irvine, California-based data seller said today in a statement. One in every 497 households got a filing. It was the third consecutive month with fewer than 300,000 filings, following 20 straight months above that mark. Unfortunately, here's the key, this is less a sign of a robust housing recovery and more a sign that lenders have become bogged down in reviewing procedures, resubmitting paperwork, and formulating legal arguments related to accusations of improper foreclosure processing, said James J. Secasio, Realty Tracks chief executive officer, in a statement. Right? Very important. Very important. Things are not looking good. Things are not looking particularly good. Obama's budget will include $10.7 billion for emergency networks and internet. And we've talked about the expansion of this GIS, GPS, global governance system, and the global skin. Pierre D. Sheridan stuff aside, anyway. This article by Kate Anderson Brower and Todd Shields on the Bloomberg website. President, I don't call him that, Barry the Usurper's budget will include $10.7 billion to do what? To build a nationwide wireless network for emergency workers. So the cell towers are coming to a neighborhood near you. And $5 billion to help Americans get mobile access to high-speed internet services. So we're being transitioned away from paper, and we're being transitioned onto the internet, where everything that we can do is tracked and traced and can be databased and can be brought forward in a court of law. You know, you might be watching kiddie porn or something, like they do at the Securities Exchange Commission and in Congress. The usurper would pay the networks $27.8 billion for auctioning airwaves relinquished by television broadcasters. What's that about? Auctioning airwaves relinquished by television broadcasters and still have $9.6 billion available for reducing the federal deficit. What is Janet Napolitano going to go mainstream? Is she going to be on primetime TV or what? Jason Furman, a deputy director of the White House National Economic Council, said during a conference call yesterday, what is this? would pay the networks $27.8 billion from auctioning airwaves relinquished by television broadcasters. Seems to be a story there that isn't being discussed. Anyway, we'll be right back. More to come.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so back to this article again. You know, just this is the stuff that I deal with. You know, I get up early in the morning, find all these articles, share them with you. High-speed internet allows small businesses to reach markets beyond the one that they're in the next town, in the next state, or even in a different country. Of course, that all falls under the Commerce Clause. Talked about that, right? Interstate and intrastate commerce. Everyone's now involved in the interstate commerce deal if you go up on the internets, right? As Jorge Bush used to call it, the internets. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Julius Genachowski said in a February 8th interview, quote, "We need to take that as seriously as we took electricity and telephone service in the 20th century." That's right. REA. What is REA? The Rural Electrification Association. Well, the president will outline proposals during a trip to Marquette, Michigan. Why does he need to take a trip to Marquette, Michigan? where access to high-speed internet has helped local businesses. Why didn't you do something in the White House? Moron. Anyway, according to an administration statement, the initiative fleshes out a pledge that he made in the State of the Union address to make wireless high-speed internet or broadband available to 98% of the Americans within 5 years as a way to accelerate economic growth and job creation. Well, I don't know, Barry. Might have a wire buried in my backyard, but I still have a hard time with the $100 a month tap turning the damn thing on. High-speed internet, no jobs, you're not going to want the high-speed internet. You know, the things that you need in this world, those are the things that get your shekels first. All of the other stuff comes second, Barry. First, we need employment. If we don't have employment, we don't have meaningful work, we're not producing something, all of the high-speed internet and cheap Chinese plastic crap and all the tippy-tappies aren't going to accelerate economic growth or job creation. I mean, look at the job creation. We're merging the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, with the Deutsche Börse. That's not job creation. The internet, computers demand efficiency. Efficiency demands the elimination of redundancy, and you're redundant. Mr. President, we need to take that as seriously as we took electricity. That's right. The FCC has proposed the government conduct auctions in which broadcasters voluntarily surrender airwaves in return for a part of the proceeds. Jawohl, the Commandante. Let me say that again for you, just so you grab that one. The FCC has proposed that the government conduct auctions in which broadcasters voluntarily surrender airwaves in a return for part of the proceeds. Buyers may include Verizon Wireless, AT&T Inc., Sprint Nextel Corporation, and Deutsche Telekom AG's T-Mobile unit. That Deutsche stuff just keeps cropping up. Interesting, So we're going to underwrite with $27.8 billion and an additional $9.6 billion. We're going to put up lots more cell towers, and we're going to start running wires for high-speed internet everywhere. And then we're going to auction off the television and mom-and-pop radios, probably. The policy as a whole makes better use of our existing spectrum, better use of our existing resources, Furman said. Interesting. Infrastructure includes building wireless towers and laying fiber to compete globally. Infrastructure includes building wireless towers and laying fiber. It used to be things that a business would do, you know, in a free market. They would build them if they had the market for them. That's not the way it's working. They're putting them everywhere. Well, what can we say about that? The House Republicans now seek to cut funds for the environment, for energy, and for health care. Still not going to cut back on the funding for Israel, but Catherine Dodge and Brian Thaler, writing this for Bloomberg, House Republicans want to reduce the U.S. deficit by ending more than 60 programs, including Barry the Usurper's high-speed rail initiative, and cutting funds for the environment, energy, health care, and law enforcement. Well, we could probably find some places to sharpen the pencil there. After releasing a partial list of proposed cuts yesterday, Republicans are scheduled today to spell out their full plan to trim at least $35 billion from the trillion-dollar deficit, not quite really reaching far enough, but which is projected to reach $1.5 trillion this year. I'd say they ought to come back with a longer list, don't you? Republicans say the measure also will bar the Obama administration from spending any money to implement the 2010 health care overhaul, and that's a good thing. Republicans propose ending funding for public service of the AmeriCorps. Now, that's a good idea. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That's pretty good, too, actually. I don't know if you ever listened to those broadcasts. Like, everybody's light in the loafers, wearing a pink sweater and khaki slacks, you know, tree huggers and stuff, and a program that provides contraceptives to low-income families. Boy, that's going to get the Council for National Policy's shorts in a bunch. And we'd imagine the evangelicals are going to come unglued on this one. I mean, that's smacks of population control. That's genocide. Genocide, all right? The Environmental Protection Agency's budget would be cut by 16%. What the hell? Just get rid of the EPA. Do them the death blow, Barry. Cut them out. Get them gone. We will respond to the millions of Americans who have called on this Congress to rein in spending to help our economy grow. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers, a Kentucky Republican, said in a statement, he also said, every dollar we cut has a constituency, an industry, an association, or individual citizen who will disagree. There's truth to that, Hal. It's called pluralism. Pluralism. It's rule by groups. Rule by groups. Rule by special interest. Rule by lobby. Rule by corporation. Rule by public-private partnerships. He's absolutely right. Every dollar they cut has a constituency, an industry, an association, or an individual citizen who will disagree. And if they have big mouths like Abraham Foxman or Morris Dees, they'll probably get to eat their bagels while the rest of us get to have the crumbs. The spending reductions would be made during this fiscal year, which ends September the 30th. Republicans plan to debate the measure next week and consider amendments from members of their party who seek deeper cuts. The Republican Study Committee, a group of fiscally conservative members, watch that conservative there, be very careful about that word there, is demanding the party stick to its 2010 campaign promise to cut $100 million from the current budget, so they're not halfway there yet. And we will pay attention to see whether they do get there. But of course, if you don't look at the military spending, you're not really addressing the problem. All right? We've got ambassadors ostensibly recalled from some 180 nations around the world, 250-some ambassadorial positions. But we still have 170 military bases abroad in those same places where we have the ambassadors and the embassies, and some 130 countries. Pentagon budget request for weapons will be $7 billion less than forecast. Well, that's good news. It's a drop in the bucket, but it's a good start. Tony Capizio writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. Defense Department will request about $113 billion for weapons in the fiscal year beginning October the 1st. $7 billion less than was planned in its forecast last year. Why do we turn those numbers around? Why don't we give the U.S. Defense Department $7 billion this year and take $113 billion out of the budget? That would probably do well enough. After all, what do we need the Defense Department for? Do we actually have any real enemies on this planet? Or is it all just a bunch of fabricated voodoo? In the budget, due for release February the 14th, will be 32 Lockheed Martin F-35 jets for the Air Force and the Navy and Israel, software upgrades for its F-22 fighters and Israel, and additional MC-130 transports for Israel, and the officials said, on conditions of anonymity, because they were not authorized to tell you how much money we send to Israel. The budget also includes for two Virginia-class nuclear submarines, one for Israel, one for us, made jointly by Northrop Grumman Corporation and General Dynamics. Four littoral combat ships made by Lockheed and General Dynamics-led teams, and $1 billion in advance funding for the Northrop-built CVN-78 aircraft carrier. Have to say that things are looking pretty good for the lobbyists in the military-industrial complex. Of course, these would all produce jobs in Israel and China, but some Americans might be employed. Of course, we'll have to get our foreign resources from elsewhere. Be right back.
Thank you.
ever wished that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. My
soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So they just go on and on, and they're adding more and more billions of dollars to Boeing to buy Army AH-64 Apache helicopters and blah, 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 blah. You tell me why we need all this crap, folks. Tell me why we need all this crap, all right? Any Iraqi ever came over and threatened America, you know? No, this Muslim Brotherhood. These guys can't even figure out how to read the Quran, you know? Anyway, they probably don't either. Like a lot of the people in Israel never did read the Torah. They don't follow that book, but, you know, they claim it when it's necessary. Anyway, there's more. We can just keep going. It's unbelievable. Still, the weapons request is $7 billion less than the $120.3 billion in base budget procurement the Pentagon had forecast last year for fiscal 2012. Just way too much. What a waste. Tahrir Square becomes a home to tent builders set to stay until Mubarak goes. That's right, baby. They're bringing in the camels and the tents. The Egyptians are serious. Of course, they probably didn't have to pull their tents down from very far away. Might have been living in tents all along. Maram Mazen and Ahmed Anamatali writing this for Bloomberg New News. Surrounded by tanks and the world's television cameras, the protesters on Cairo's Tahrir Square are bedding down to secure their place in history. Egyptian anti-government demonstrators, sidebar here with a photograph, read newspapers next to an armored personnel carrier at Cairo's Tahrir Square on the 17th. They got their rugs out there, their mats, you know. Looks like they got some bowls set out and stuff, and they're leaning up against this armored carrier reading newspapers. Highly educated, upwardly mobile. Couldn't get any more mobile than that with a tent. The group's challenging the three-decade-long rule of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and his deputy Omar Suleiman have built shelters from tarpaulins and made beds from blankets and clothing as they become accustomed to sleeping outdoor next to the caterpillar tracks of the military vehicles. Caterpillar tracks. That's a name brand, by the way. Let's you know who's building the military vehicles and why stock shares in Caterpillar are going up and up. And I don't want Caterpillar. I wonder if there was ever such a thing as a Buller Pillar. Maybe there's a Dogger Pillar out there. We can invest in them instead. But we will not leave Tahrir until our demands are met, said Amrar Hassan, a 21-year-old commerce student at Cairo's Ain Shams University. We'll not allow anyone from the previous regime to stay, not Mubarak, not Suleiman, or anyone else, and they brought their tents to underscore their sincerity. I think that's a good thing. That's the way to do it. Occupy the damn place. Take over the buildings. Move in. Bring your boxes. Bring your books. Bring your iPods and stay a while. That's what they used to do in the free speech movement. You know, they just take over the administration building of a university and make their demands known. J.P. Morgan seeks a jury trial in $6.4 billion. Bernie made off with the loot case. All right? Well, J.P. Morgan is seeking a jury trial. If it would work for the goose, if it was sauce for the goose, will it be sauce for the gander? Could we seek a jury trial against J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Goldman Sachs for treason, fraud, crimes against humanity? J.P. Morgan and Chase, this by Linda Sandler, writing for Bloomberg, New News, sued by the trustee for Bernie Madoff's defunct firm for $6.4 billion, allegedly aiding the con man's fraud, asked a judge to remove the case from bankruptcy court because it raises novel, that's very important, you know, novel viruses, novel, check out Hal Anthony's broadcast this Sunday. Find out, ask him in the chat room about what is the meaning of novel. Maybe Hal will teach on that this Sunday. Novel and unsettled questions. See, if it's novel and unsettled, you can move up. You might get an appeal. You might even get a jury trial. In a lawsuit unsealed last week, Madoff trustee Irving Picard accused J.P. Morgan of actively assisting Madoff's crimes to protect earnings from his bank account, in the process violating federal banking law. The earnings were wholly immaterial, and the allegations about lawbreaking were not the domain of bankruptcy law, J.P. Morgan said yesterday. They're all lawyered up. They're doing everything they can do to protect their own assets. That's right. Not out of the woods yet. Spent quite a few hours yesterday in the chat room yesterday after the broadcast, got back and forth with some of the chatters in there about the foundations. What kind of a foundation do you put underneath a wind turbine anyway? How do you go out into this, 200-mile limit exclusive economic zone that we've set up all around the United States now under the National Ocean Council as a result of Barry the Usurper's, what was it, July the 19th executive order? Well, how do you go out into the deep ocean? I mean, how deep was Macondo anyway? 5,000 feet? How do you go out into the ocean and build a foundation and stick a windmill, one of Don Quixote's specials, on top? How do you do that? And how much money is lying underneath the waves for that foundation as opposed to the cost of the windmill sticking up on the top? How do you keep them from icing up in the North Sea? How do you keep them from falling over when a tsunami comes along? And tsunamis do happen, even with ARP. And how do you deal with them when there's, a hurricane blowing or lightning snapping and crackling everywhere? What do you do? Well, spent a couple of hours up on the internet last night, did a little bit of research on the foundational engineering and geotechnology necessary to suspend, sustain, to prop up, to shore up, to hold up one of these Don Quixote windmills. Quite a bit of energy invested in that. And I think really if we were to do a cost-benefit analysis, and I really need to have greater access on my internet connections because I did find a link to a very serious piece of academic research on the cost-benefit analysis of using wind turbines offshore, and I really want to see the details. But if we were to do a cost-benefit analysis and take a look at this and see how much government subsidy and grants and aid and funding and tax dollars and increased electricity rates, how much does it take to under and sustain these wind turbines as opposed to how much electricity they actually deliver? I think it would be a very revealing study, and I'm going to look into it deeper. This article, again off Bloomberg, wind hydro biomass may cover 36% of EU energy needs by 2020. Now look, you could look at this story, then this is a cover story, or the real story, the story behind the story. What's the story here? Wind, hydro, and biomass may cover 36% of EU energy needs. Now, the energy companies don't make any money if nobody's using their energy, all right? When people are broke, they go broke too. And so if they want to cover their energy needs, what they want to do is encourage people to get involved with wind, all right? Because wind is very expensive. How much electricity is used and how many natural resources are consumed, steel, coal, iron, all of that, concrete, olivine and other things that are used in the process, how much copper, how much rare earth metals, how many plastics, how many factories, how many lights, how many traffic, all the workers going back and forth to the factories, how much energy and resources are expended creating one of Don Quixote's windmills. Hydropower, same deal. How much energy does it take to create these hydro jobbies that then just stick out in the ocean, you know, and generate carbon credits? Biomass, we've already seen that biomass is no good. That's not an answer, all right? It costs more money to make, takes more energy to make ethanol than it does, you know, produce in an automobile engine. So maybe the headline is really true. Wind, hydro, biomass may indeed cover 36% of the European Union's energy producers' needs by 2020. Here we go. There's the article. Carrie Lundgren writing this. Power from wind farms, hydropower, and biomass plants may, underline the may there, coulda, woulda, and shoulda, may account for as much as 36% of energy consumption in the European Union by 2020, according to a report released by the region's transmission system operators. Now, we know that it's producing far less than that today, and that it has to be heavily subsidized by tax dollars and rate hikes. The use of non-fossil fuel generation across the EU could trim carbon dioxide release. You know, there's nothing to this story here. All right, carbon dioxide isn't even a question in all of this. But it could trim carbon dioxide release in 2020 by as much as 57%. Well, if you take the minuscule percentage of man-made carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and you cut that minuscule percentage in half, it really doesn't amount to anything worth talking. So let's go to the next paragraph. If the EU, and that's an if, see, we had a may at the first sentence, now we have an if in this paragraph. If the EU achieves reductions at the top end of these estimates, you know, you don't ever shoot for the top. Yes, I could go into business and I could make $1 million a year, but I could also make nothing a year. And so somewhere in the middle would be the best number, about 500,000. But they never do that. They always use the top figures. And that's what you get when you use a hockey stick model instead of real numbers. Well, I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.